more serious than last week. Abortion, where we're talking about a possibility of one of the Gimel Averis HaChamuris. You know, you pass by certain strongholds of other religions, and the big signs, abortion is murder. And the question is that really true? Is abortion murder, or is abortion not murder? Let's turn our attention to the first page of the source book, page one. When we read a citation towards the bottom of the daf of a Mishnah in Olos, the context is Katan Harodev Nitan Latzila Benasha. A Katan who's trying to kill somebody, so you can kill the Rodev. Asks the Gemara, Yotzer Rosho Ein Noganbo Fishen Docha Nefesh Vipnei Nefesh Vamai Rodevu. The head of the little baby comes out. You can't kill the baby, even though the baby is killing the mother. It's a rodev. Shani Hasam, the Mishmaya Karatfila. That's different. The baby is not a rodev. Heaven is the rodev. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kevayachol is the rodev. Amazing expression. Says Rashi. Rashi says, it's about the end of the sixth wide line. Yotzer Rosho Beisha Hamak Shaleled Umasukenis Fekotoni Resha Hachaya Poshetis Yoda Vechot Chosla Motioso Levarim Tikol Zman Shlo Yotzer Avir HaOlam Lav Nefesh Hu Veniten Lohargo Ulahatz Lasima. Once the head comes out, different. Can't touch it. Atka. If you just look at the Gemara and Rashi, what would you say? Is abortion murder or not murder? Yes or no? Huh? No. Not murder. You see, Rashi's a beferish. Lav nefeshu. That's what it sounds like, right? On a simple level, that's what it sounds like. Lav nefeshu, and there cannot be any possibility of murder. Okay. So once we're saying that it's not murder, so the question then becomes, well, what is it? What is it? What kind of an aver is it? We don't know exactly what kind of aver it is, but let's take a look and see what kind of aver it is. So, we should say, since everything is mutl till proven aser, and we just said it's not murder, so it should be mutter, het gamer. Het gamer. So what should say? Come on, mutter, why not? Mutter. Now, let's just go in order over here. On that page, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Sanhedrin, this is page 2. And the Gemara discusses Dinim of Yisrael and Dinim of Goyim. And the Gemara says that we know that a Ben Noach is Nerag Ala Ubrim. That's the Gemara a little bit earlier, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says it over there. Based on a post we read recently, Shofech Dama Odom 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 Yishofech. Not the way the Balkari read it. The Balkari read it, Shofach Dam Ha'odom, Ba'odom Adom B'Yishai. I hope he read it that way. If the Balkari read the way the Gemara read it, we'd have to take him back. That would go back. Shofach Dam Ha'odom Ba'odom Adom B'Yishofach. I assume no one read it that way in your shul. Okay? Ha'odom Ba'odom is an Uber. So the Gemara darshens on that basis that an abortion for a non-Jew is Adom B'Yishofach. It's a chiyuv misa. So the Gemara says that on that nun tesam and aleph, there's nothing towards the bottom of the daf. Leka midam li Yisrael shorel akam osam. Since the akam is osam, it must be also for Yisrael as well. The mefurish of Gemara that abortion is osur for Jews as well, Furush of Gemara, right? Put two and two together. Two and two together. So Lechora, Lechora, is he's also in a Torah. And, in fact, Tosas and Chulin, that's number four, says so. The Alpha God, the Ben Noach, the middle of the big Tosas. Alpha God, the Ben Noach, Nerag al Ubrim. The Yisrael Eino Nerag. Nehi, the Potter, Mikomakom Lo Shari. Okay, not Mutter. But it is, in fact, Potter. Get the impression, Rabosai, that it is an Iser Doraisa. Why, in fact, is it Potter? What's a Mishnah Masechta Nida Daf Mem Dalid? Tinok Ben Yomo Neragolov, and otherwise not? Fine. The question becomes, what is the Iser? What is the Iser? So the Maharit says it's an Iser of Chavola. Chavola b'imo. You're being chovel. Every time you do an abortion, you're wounding the mother. Okay. That's one possibility. Maybe, but the fetus is not a nefesh, so I don't think we can eat the chavola there either. Fine. So let's assume for the moment, based on that the Marid is correct, it's an Easter of chavola. So now we have to return our attention to the Tosfos Daf Nun Tes. Lekamidim, okay? Let's see the Tosfos Lekamidim. Miu kasha, the last narrow lines. Taminan yotzer rosho ein nogen bo. Dein docha nefesh miplein nefesh. Avol kodem shiotzer rosho akaya poshet es yodo vichot choso leivorim. Umotzi agi lahatzel es imo. Vichi ay gavna beoveid kochovim osur kevan shehuzer ala ubrim. Tos paskins that for a non-Jew, abortion is prohibited even to save the life of the mother. And there are those recent, contemporary non-Jews who rule the same way. I'm not sure what the Heintek of Pope says, but I'm older, still to this day. Yeah, the Pope to this day still holds like Tosfos. Like Tosfos, the Kasha anyway. See two Terutzim. What are the Terutzim? The Eshlomar, the Honami, be Yisrael, Mitzvah, Telehatzel. Now the Pope is right, but you can't say it's mutter for Yisrael. It's not mutter for Yisrael, it's a mitzvah for Yisrael. But for a guy, it would in fact be prohibited even to save the mother's life. The Emshar, tafilo v'kochav m'shari. Maybe even a guy, this is Tosfos, the bottom of Nun Testament Alphas, page 2 in your source sheet. 2 days in Tosfos. Okay? 2 days in Tosfos. Fine. Good. So the question is, Rabosai, the question is, what is the nature of the Isser according to this Tosfos? They don't say what the Isser is. It's an Isser of abortion, but no one knows the nature of the Isser. So we have, can't read the entire tshuva, we have a tshuva of Rav Moshe in Choshen Mishpat Chelik Beis, Simen Samech Tes. It's page... the page number here at the end? 20, 1920. They're in the stapled size, you can't see them. Okay. He named Vaharigas Uba Mameimo, Mefurish Betosis Sanhedrin of Nuntesim and Aleph, Lekdimekaleka, the Usur Bipshitus Beisa Ritzicha. From Moshe reads into this Tosis, is an Isa Ritzicha. Where do you see that? Tosin said it's Aser. Tosin says he's a Ritzicha. Shem Dalekah Midim Dali Yisrael Shor Le'akam Aser. V'koch Kach Pshitalu Du Aser V'Yisra Ritzicha At Shehikshul Lefim Asher Svurim V'kush Yosem V'Tiritz Rishon V'Be'akum Aser La'arag Asa Uva V'Latz Asa Imo Eich Mut Azeh B'Yisrael V'Hutzrichu L'Tarez Du B'Shem D'B'Yisrael Lika Mitzvah La'arag Kidei lahatzil ha'aim. Ukefi klolam liel mizeh boso dibur. Dibadavashu mitzvah liyisrael like Shabbos. Lo arminen hamig amidi. Shabbos for goy is us. Goy Shabbos chayas misa. For us is a mitzvah. Fine. Ve'im lo haya zeme isur ritzicha mamish. Ela isur bi'alma. Let's say the marit. Isur of chavala, for example. V'nei modekeva and dal koponim osu liyisrael for whatever reason. Niskam hami ika midi. Niskam hami ika de Avim and Achai b'behemus t'meim. Avsha. Are we missing a line, Rabbi Schwartz?
I don't think so.
We're missing a line. Every line is missing a line. I feel very bad. The bottom line is missing. Okay. Right? I didn't read straight. So we're missing one line. Okay. Only one line. You can try to put it together. For next time, you have to make sure that there's get that extra line in. So Rav Moshe is saying, we'll skip the line and see what happens, if we can figure it out. Eva ben Achai ben Behema Tmeim, Avsha Akum Nesar, Tumashim de Yisrola, Kolponim, Osub Yisalav de Behema Tmeim. He's going into the Mi'ika Midi in its original context in Mesech Techulin. And again, it's hard to. Miss, I really can't. So I don't know the line that's missing. I can't give it to you fully. What is the line? Oh, so good. So we're missing just one line. I may call on you again for the next three columns. We'll see. Okay. Thank you so much. So what's Rav Moshe saying? Rav Moshe is saying as follows. Rav Moshe is saying it would be a different Isser. It would be any other Isser, Rav Osai. If it would be any other Isser, then it would be logical to say why it's mutter for a Yisrael and also for a Goy. And whenever it's logical, the klal of Mikimita does not apply. For those who don't remember the Gemara, we'll go back again to page 2 and see just for a second. Page 2 gives examples thereof. When once you invoke logic, the Mikiri falls apart. Frek de Gemara, for example. Follow your fast toar. Yeah? Hosam mishum lavene kibishninu. I polish a pruta. Hosam mishum lavene mechilininu. So if there's a logical reason, we don't apply Mikimidi. Says Rav Moshe, if it would be any other Issa save Ritzicha, there'd be a logical reason. What's the logical reason? V'chai Bohem is speaking to Klal Yisrael. We do whatever it takes to save a Jewish life. So if it be anything except for Misa, the Mi'ikim Midi would fall apart right over here. Because by Yisrael, it's Mutter to save the mother because of V'chai Bohem, which presumably does not apply by Nochrim, he's assuming. Must be, says Rav Moshe, the Issa is an Issa of Ritzicha. Ritzicha does not V'chai Bohem. So if we invoke the Mi'ikim Midi, that's Rav Moshe's vort. That's Rav Moshe's vort. Okay. We can argue. Lav v'nei kibush, that's a monetary matter. Does not go against the rule of Lech Amidi. But the fact that, as he quotes a Rashi, which we don't have over here in the Fayin Dal and Sanhedrin, Nefesh Yisrael Yikara. The Tosafot explains in the Fayin Dalet. The fact that Nefesh Yisrael Yikara, Rabbi Osai, and that's why Yisrael can do the abortion and not the Goy, that itself contradicts the klal of Lech Amidim. It's an Inyan, how should I say, it's an Inyan Ruchni, not an Inyan Mamoni. That itself contradicts the klal. So that's why I think Rabbi Moshe's riot, that it's Osim Midaraisa is good, but that it's a riot Osim Mishim Reticha, is not valid, and Fiani has died. But he goes further than that. If it wouldn't be Ritzicha, why is it also for Bnei Noach? A Ben Noach, the woman has to die rather than abort? Why? Why? It's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs. Why should it be also for, why? Rav Moshe didn't have a Tosafos HaRosh. He didn't have it. Take a look. Look at Tosafos HaRosh. Taisus Rosh. Taisus Rosh talks about this question. The Ode. It's halfway down to Tosim. It's page 3. Column 2, Lekka, halfway down. The Ode. The Afshad Afilu Begoy Shari Lahatil. Kavan the low mikri nefesh. Okay. The Av al Gav Digzeras Hakosafu Shemischaev Olaf. Someone wrote here Vitema. What's a Vitema? It's a chutzpah editorial comment of Vitema. What's we want Vitema here? It's not a Tema. The Rush, we understand what the Rush is saying. It's not Ritzicha. Ritzicha, we know already. It's not Ritzicha. The Gzeres HaKosov tells us, even though it's not a Nefesh, a Chayim anyway. That's how I understood it. It's still considered to be what? Shofech Dam HaOdom BaOdom. Even though it's not Ritzicha. So therefore, it seems to me, Fakert, it sounds like it's not an Issur Ritzicha, except that the Goyes Chayim on it anyway, Gzeres HaKosov. Is the Tosis and Nida here?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Page 5, I think.
Page 5? It's not on the table of contents. Page 5. Thank you. Page 5. Turn to page 5. Whoa. I'm not sure we have the right page over here. I'm afraid. Oh. But the problem is, you have the wrong half of Tosis. It's not your fault. Tosis, Tosis, EU. But it goes to the Amud Beis. Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's on the, not printed on the back of your page 5, but it should be. So I can't show it to you inside, although Rav Moshe quotes it. Yeah, let's see Tosis in Rav Moshe. I'm sorry to do that. It's not nice, but again, for next time, I don't need 5. I need the back, and the other side, of the other half of the page. So Rav Moshe quotes Tosis in the evening. It's going to be hard for me to find it here. I'd like to show it from the inside. Oh. Okay, where is Tosis and Nida? I see it over here on page Resh Tzadi Zion in Rav Moshe's page 20. I see it over here in column 3. Now Resh Tzadi Zion column 1. I'm not sure if it's the first place where he quotes it. I feel bad. I would love to show you inside the Tosis, but just can't show it to you right now. He quotes over here. Where it says, Os Gimel. Umashakosa mitosis nida mashma. The below okara vlad mutu lahorgo. Hoyaza miloshin mutu lahorgo. That's what Tosis seems to say. Again, I can't show it to you. You don't have it unless it's quoted earlier in this tshuva or some other thing on our source sheet. I don't know. Abol ha'i'ev shalom ha'kein. Impossible, said Rav Moshe. The imut alahogo lo ha'yashayach shichal lo'olav Shabbos. Tosis in Masech Nida says he can be mechal Shabbos. I'm going to read you the Tosis in Nida. I have it in front of me. I feel bad it's not in front of you. I'll read it to you. Miu evsha de davka hecha de imo chaya lo mechaye vahorgo at sheyetze rosho. Shetolik tzas bechiyus imo. Abol hecha de mesa chaya mishum de kemunach bekuf sodomi. Tosis saying a chiddush. If a person does an abortion, he's not chaya misa. If a person approaches a woman who died in childbirth and doesn't want to have this child around because they have no mother, so you do a mercy killing. You kill the child that's still alive in the mother's womb. Let's say it can happen that way. It's a Gemara Sim says that's not the right order. And Erech, we're not going there right now. You're Chayav Misa. It's Kemunah Pekuf. It's like it's in a box. Says Tosas, Yim Tomar, Im Tim Tzaloma de Mutto Lahorgo Bebet and Afil the Mesa Imo. Vohave Kemunah Pekufsa. According to that side. Amai Mechal Lemes HaShabbos. Yesh lomad the mikomako mishum pikuach nefesh mechal as a Shabbos af al gav the mutal lahargo. The hagosis bidei adam ha hargo potter the rav gosel the misa That's the quotation of Tosis here in Chulin Daf Memdal. Again, I'm sorry, it's an Amud Beis. It says Rav Moshe, it must be a Tol Sofer. It's a typo. It's a typo, he says. Obviously, somewhere earlier, he also quoted the Tosfos and said it was a Tos Sofer. Just trying to find it quickly. Where did he say it's a Tos Sofer? Oh, take a look. It's page, the previous page. Bottom of the first column of Reish Tzadi Hei. Hey, Mefurish, Betos, Sanhedrin, Yisrael, Nesru, Gamkein, Barigas, Ubim, that I agree. Bisa, Retzicha, I disagree. The Rosh has come out for Ferish Vakir. Ein Litos, Beloshin, Atos, Nidin, Ephraim, Dalit. Who says twice, Loshin, Mutta, Lahargo, in the Kashin, in the Teretz, to put, huh?
That's a missing line.
Oh, it's again missing, okay. Okay. The Poshad, Ubarer, on top of the second column, line two, Shutol, Sofer. Fitzarach Lomer, Ligros, Imtelem Lomer, the Potter, can't be Mutter. If it's Mutter, you're not Machal Shabbos. Wow. I wanted to say, no, it's Mutter. Don't mark my words carefully. I'm not saying it's Mutter really. But the word, we don't make Tol Sofer just like this. Out of the. Rabbi Waldenberg wrote back to Rabbi Moshe, "B'mchila, what right does say a Tos Sofer? Mutter is mutter." And I say, "Mutter is mutter," but it means only mutter from the perspective of the Yisur Ritzicha. That's all it means. It's mutter from the perspective of the Yisur Ritzicha. It's not a nefesh. Afal pikein, it's included pikuach nefesh. It's also mishum chavala. It has nothing to do with our topic. Could it really mean mutter? It says Eliezer says his mutter. I want to say something drastic and radical. Yes. Does it mean that all abortion is mutter? Chas v'shalom. How can that be? What we said before. The reason why abortion is osim b'doraisa is chavala be'imo. Not chavala in the vlad. Chavala be'imo. So as long as the mother's alive, it's an isa doraisa chavala be'imo. But once the mother died, it may be mutter mamsh. Wow. So I am taking the word mutter literally, but only limiting it to a case where the mother had previously died.
How about any time it's mutter for chaval?
What?
Or any other time it's mutter for
chaval? We'll comment on that. The doctor's speaking. We'll comment on that later. Slowly. Okay. So Rav Moshe tries to say it's a Tol Sofer from the Raya from Gosis B'Dayodim. There it's Potter and it's not Mutter. So here too, it's Potter and not Mutter. That's what Rav Moshe says. Take a look over here. Right on this page, Reish Tzadi Hal, hey, we left off. It has to be Potter. Tol Sofer HaNikar, Tol Maski Lahavi Raya Mi Gosis B'Dayodim. Tahargo Potter Mechalim Asad Shabbos Peg Basra Diyuma Enoch Nachar Arov Veg Shach Lahavi Ryan Migos Ishu Oser Be Easter Ritzicha Luubar Im Neim Ashu Mutter. Right? So, what kind of Ryan is it? Who said? Maybe only if it's Potter Mechal Shabbos, but not if it's Mutter. El Mechroch and Lomar Ashu Tol Sofer Uva Uber Hu Oser Achshe Potter. That's what Rav Moshe says. Let's get kasha. And let's assume Rav Moshe's emendation is correct. And it says potter. It's still shver. Why? Because by go says we should say that if it's from the miut that you're chayiv on, it's a nefesh. And in hokum it bikuach nefesh achar arov. But a uber, which is usually going to live, and afal pikein haroga potter, because it's not a nefesh, and mechal as a Shabbos. So it's Tamakasha against the Tosus Raya. The Minchas Chinuch suggests this Svara. We have Minchas Chinuch later on? 26? Take a look. Okay. Friday. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Hold on. verses in 24. No, I'm missing a page. This is the next page. Okay, whatever, it's not here. So the Minchas Sinach, in fact, makes us a suggestion to be Docha Tosas Raya. And the Sridi Eishes is Kash against Tosas, and there's no Teretz. Since it's Shver anyway, why should we make a Haggah? Okay. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara, going back to page 1, is that an Uber is not a Rodef whatsoever. Why not? Mishmaya Karat Filet. Of course, the problem is the Rambam. Everybody knows, who'll ever learn the Sugya, that the Rambam is the critical text over here in Hilchus Rotzeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Take a look. What page is that? Towards the beginning. Oh, page 7. Page 7. Avsu mitzvah lo saseh shalochos al erodev, nefesh erodev. Tefichach horo chachamim, she'urba she'imak she'leled muta lachtoch ha'urba she'bemeyel, bein besan, bein biyad, neshu kerodev acharei lahorga. T'mishahotzi rosho ve'enogim bo, she'en doche nefesh mipnei nefesh, v'zeo tivo shalolam. So Rabbo say, tivo shalolam is a Hebraic version of mishmaya karatfale. Right? That's why, once the head comes out, you can't kill the baby. Because it's not a rodef. Wait a minute. But in the earlier line, he said that the baby is what? What? Kirodev acharei lahoga. It's like a steer minei bay from one line to the next. Yes, rodef or no rodef? What's pshat in this Rambam? Yes or no? Which one is it? Yes, rodef or no rodef? Okay, that's a big kash. Take a look in the Chazon Ish, page 9. Yesh lomar, it's in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Kevan dehor de shvichas damim yehorek v'al yaver hu misvara. We all know the svara. My chazes the dami didak sumuk tfei. Who says your blood is redder than the other guy's blood? Lo shayech ze beubar. It is not applied to the Uber. V'hilkoch, eino bedin sheyehoreg adam b'shvil chayim shel Uber. Elamutale larag Uber b'shvil chayim. Wow. What's he saying? What's the nature of the Easter called the Chazon Ish? It sounds like it's an Easter of Ritzicha. In a Chinami, that's what it sounds like. It's an Easter of Ritzicha. But it's not the same level of Yisri Ritzicha as killing a live person. One is a capital offense, one is not a capital offense. What the live person, the independent organism, his blood is redder than that of the dependent organism called the Uber Vaharaya. There's no Chiv Misa. So says the Chazon Ish. Okay, so far, according to the Rambam, what he's suggesting, it's an Easter of Ritzicha. Afal Pikein. It's a lower level. And therefore you're allowed to kill the fetus. The Minchas Chinuch is a different suggestion over here. Page 23 and 4. Page 23 and 4. Quotes the whole Gemara. Quotes the Rambam. See if I can find the language over here. Oh, page 24 of Osai, paragraph Vihine, top right. Look what he says. Important line. He writes the following lashon. He wants to know about an Uber. Do we say my chazis by an Uber or not? He says, one second. Again, one more time. The Minchas Chinuch over here is talking about an Uber. And he wants to know what the nature of the Isser is. Do we say Machazes or we don't say Machazes with respect to an Uber? I'm sorry, it's on the previous page, page 23. The third wide line, bottom left. Aval Uber lo shayich Machazes. Why not? Ki lo havi nefesh. Start over here. Who said lo havi nefesh? Who's the one that first said who?
Rashi.
So he said it's not murder. Then he says, Rakatora ostra kimo isiracher, abalohave shvichas damin. Wait a sec. If it's another iser and it's not retzicha, so of course it's nidcha v'pikuach nefesh. So what are you saying? You don't apply my chazis. It's not completely clear what he's driving at. If it's an Isser Ritzicha, you could still say it's Nidche, as the Chazon Ish said. That's how the Chazon Ish is found by the Minchas Chinuch himself later on, not with respect to an Uber, but with respect to a Trefa. Over here on page 26, I believe it is, or 25. Sifkat and Chav Dalit, right? Yehorg Vayavar. What happens? Im Onsen Echad the Yisrael Arag Ubrin. Ainam Eschayv Lemisar Nafsho Lo Shach Maychozis Ubalav Nefeshu. Not a nefesh. Got betrayfa. Kaven the Biyar to the Yael the Lav Nefeshu. Ken Lo Shach Maychozis. What do you mean Lav Nefesh? Not nefesh. Treifa is not a nefesh. What does that mean? We thought a treifa really is a nefesh. Not Chayav Misa. He holds as far as to say in the last line of page 24, column 1, after the Lo Mikri Ritzicha, also Lager, what if Akara Trefa? He's suggesting the Minchas Chinuch, something which I thought is a little bit radical, although we'll see soon, that it's not even an Isser Ritzicha to kill a Trefa. In any event, Rabbi Osai, how do you reconcile the Rambam's contradiction? So the Sma, who explains the Mechaber, quotes the Rambam, says that the Rambam holds Uber is not a nefesh. But the Sma did not explain the need for the expression of Kerodev. If the Uber is not a nefesh, that's enough of a reason to kill the Uber in utero. Why do you need Kerodev? What do you need it for? So we have here an Evan Ha'ozel. It's also one of the early pages, no? At 8 or something like that? After the Rambam. The Eben Ozel quotes this Rambam. Shamati b'shem Admir Agoin Yisrael Marach Zatzal, Reb Chaim. And what exactly is he quoting it from Reb Chaim? Didimi Shamayahu deka Radfi lo mahani elim kein elim hu kiyolud. Should Sarach Shabashul Maisav Ye Olav Din Matsilin or Nirdev Penavsho, who beget the Chiyav al Arodev, Ad Lot Sarach Mazid, for Kotnana Matsilin Penavsho. Okay? Abakos Manshu Uber, have a Bidin Maso, Hamabur Besol Perekhes Mikoskovul Mazik, the Yeshta Din Rodev. Did we have the Rambam? I think maybe. The pages before this? No? Supposed to have it, but I don't see it right now. Okay, don't worry about it. Page 11? Okay, page 11. Thank you so much. Yes, page 11. Oh, but it goes over again. Oh, it goes over. You have both. Just get the new Rambam. It's only one page. Svina Shechoshvali Shaver. A phrase we know from Mafti Yonah still. Mikobar Amatsui. It's going to be overloaded. It's going to capsize. The Omar Echad Mehen VeHekel MeMasav Hishtich B'Yam. He threw over the safe full of billions of dollars worth of gold. Threw it into the ocean. Potter. Shamasa Sheba Kimorodef Achreim LaHogam UMitzvah Rabba Osa SheHishtich VeHoshiyim. It's a tremendous mitzvah. Comes out according to this Rabbi Osai that the Uber is not really a rodif. My Rebbe was medayik in his classical fashion from every word and every letter. Here the Rambam used an expression kimo rodif. In our Rambam, Perek Av Halacha Tes, he used the lashon kirodif. He knew what the word. He knew how to use the word rodif. What do you mean kimo and ki? It's not really a rodif. Since it's not really a rodif for Bosai, once the head comes out, can't touch it. But as long as the head is inside, so we'll have to do certain things, which we normally cannot do. We're not allowed to be mazik normally. We can't wound the mother normally. But over here we're allowed to do so, because over here it's enough of what we call the mitzius. It's causing the death of a person. That's kirodef, kimorodef. And I believe that my Rav Yoshev Shalita has something very similar. I'm not sure if it's in the... Let's take a look if it's here. I'm not sure if it's here. We'll find out. We'll see. Not sure if it's here. Towards the very end, you have... Torah Seir Letters here. Maybe it's... Maybe,
44?
Okay. Maybe it's there. Okay, it's hard to find things over here. Here we have it. Hold on, please. Page 44. Okay, let's take a look over here. Shamati ol me'agrishal yashiv shlita. This is written, I believe, by his son-in-law, Rabbi Zilberstein, if I'm saying it towards it, I think so. Shemarit heim v'kein b'dasa Rambam. Shahet alarga se'ubo hashem esakad es imo hu mishum shenizon mimena ve'en lo chiyus mishal atzmo. Veini chayevas lahafsid chayeha tilitin chayim lezeh shabol ha'oga. Ah, he says, kirodev. Ain't kavanos shirodev mamish. And the kavanos of kirodev. Bekaf adimyon. And he gave the exact same mashal of kovar ha'masri that we saw in quoted from Reb Chaim in the Eben Ha'ozel. Right? That's not a, it's not a, it's not a human being. It's just an inanimate object. So to be'uba. Kimorodev. Iker tam shemuta lahogo shem she'ein or aim chayevas losses luuba chaim kedela she'argena v'lochein gam chayem ichol sartan hatipul mutar v'eshver shaila. If they did chemotherapy, he's going to kill the baby in order to save the mother. So Rav Yashiv is matim. Okay, Rabosai, this is what it says. Okay, so you saw it over here in this safe. What are Rav Moshe doing with this Rambam? How did Rav Moshe explain the Rambam? He had a different shot. So we go back to Rav Moshe. What page was Rav Moshe? Page
1920.
Okay.
What?
No, if we're not for the Kimoro, then you go over to somebody who has $1 million in gold, you push it off the boat. You have $1 million. You have no right to do that. You go over to a pregnant woman and just destroy, just kill the baby. You have no right to do that. Only in this case, because it's Kimoro, the Kimoro, you have a right to do it, to save lives. Even though it's not a halachli erodif. So, this Shver Rambam, on page 20, the very last two lines of column 1, Vano zira min chavraya b'mei shifti b'luban. In the original version, it said b'mei shifti b'London. Oh, I knew Rav Moshe was in London. He was never in London. It's Luban. Someone never heard of Luban if without London. Okay? So chisi l'taretz b'derech acher shagam kein nochan apir Yerushalmi perek shmonish. Oh, I'm missing the line. Perek shmonish rotzim, I guess the first word, but after that I can't say. What's after that?
Hechidami.
Oh, he doesn't print it over here. I thought he printed his teretz over here. Okay. I thought. So. Well, let me tell you what he says. The Yerushalmi says, Ein at yodea mi ho. Oh, it's here. Ein at yodea, top of the next column. Ein at yodea mi horeg es mi. The fourth line of column 2, page Resh Tadivov. And the Mefarshim explained, Ein at yodea im akotten rodev es ha'isha, o ha'isha rodev es ha'akotten. Hainu dimishmaya nase, shiyavsha shiyich yushneim. Tich shiyivoled avlad tomos ha'isha. Shalo yivoled chai, tich yo'isha. So the fichach manichin avdava kemoshu shezeh havi behotzi rosho sheshavu tarvaya beharadifa. Avok shadayin uuba b'meyo ein imo sheuba eino adayin nefesh gomer shenimsa she'al yisron she'ika lo'ayim e'uba, that extra measure of life, she'hi nefesh gama, v'hu ein adayin nefesh gama, ha'virak u'uba rodef ve'ayim ein erodefes. He's saying pshat as follows. As he said on the third line of this column, we skipped it before, shneim rodefim. Not that neither is rodef. They're both rodef one another. Both rodef one another. Very shver. Look at the Yerushalmi there. What's the context? The Yerushalmi wanted to know, katan ma'ol ha'atzles gadol b'nafsho shel katan. The Bavli shaila. Is a katan killed if he wants to kill the gadol? So the Yerushalmi proves, again, yotzer rosho ein nogen bo. What do you see? He's not a rodef. Okay, so the Bavli said, mishma karatfle. The Yerushalmi says, ein yodea mi horig es mi. According to Rav Moshe, what's the tchia? What's the tchia? You see, klar, that a katan is a rodef. It's a chpilei ploy min eil bei, Rav Moshe's pshat. The Gemara's a shaila, is a katan a rodef or not? So what's the conclusion? They're both rochim. All right. So what do you want? How are you being doche? In other words, first thing I wanted to prove that what? That a katan is not a rodef. So in the tchia, unless you want to say a katan Rav Moshe, the tchia is no. I have a proof for carrot that a katan is a rodef. But that's usually things don't work that way in Shas. You try to prove one direction, and you don't, there's no raya. But not that there's a raya in the other direction. That's not the push of shot in the words of Shas, Bavli or Yerushalmi. But that's how Rav Moshe learns. That's his pshat. That's his pshat. That's his pshat. In any event, they never said any of them, me rodef is me, me horig is me. I understood the Yerushalmi like the Bavli. Einat yodea mi horig es mi means there's not a rodef at all. Mishmaya karatfale. You know why there's no rodef? Rodef requires kavana. That's what rodef means. I'm pursuing you. The baby doesn't know what it's doing. Doesn't know what it's doing. It's not considered to be a pursuer. Kain nira li. Rav Moshe is clear. Even though you know what you're doing, you still have a status of a rodef. So here is a fascinating piece in the Sefer Bad Kodesh. That's somewhere in the back. Okay. Page 40, okay. Page 37. We have to cut some of this out. I didn't. That's very long. Okay. Okay. A long piece about Rodef. I'm going to just see what's relevant to us. I have to find it first. Give me a sec. Here we go. Page 39. A Maisa Neura. End of 39. Umaisa Shahoya Bimdinas Atzol Sabris. Shenoldu Taomos Mechuboro Zelazer Bebeis Hechazer. Siamese twins. Oh, what do you call them now? Excuse me. Conjoined twins. I'm giving away my dating myself. Vahoya Achibur Behalavavos. Tahainu she'olev echad shalim u'mechubalo chatzi lev shalachosa. U'v'derech ha'teva lo'hoyo len efsharos lishar b'chayim de'ofen zeh klal. Amru ha'rofim she'esh tikvo la'atzolas ha'achas ha'idei chituch ha'chosa balas chatzi alev. Nishala ha'shelo imuto lasas kein she'hi hariga b'yadayim. B'shamati she'agram Feinstein shalita, when he was still alive then, this is written, horo lehetim idin rodef. Shayadei shemuchuberes v'yonekas midam libo shalachosa harei hikarodef v'mutu lehogach v'pi ha'shmua. It was written in the newspapers. I believe the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is a legitimate newspaper. It was written up, I remember reading it clear. Rav Moshe was holed up in Rabbi Tendler's house in Muncie, and they gave a whole description back and forth, what he said, and Rabbi Tendler said, and Dr. Tendler said, and Rabbi Tendler Jr. said. Fascinating piece. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating piece. At the end, the Surgeon General, well, Koop. Koop was then in Philadelphia. Remember Everett Koop? He became Surgeon General later on. He was then in Philadelphia. He was the head of the ethics of that hospital, something like that. And they were saying, whatever the rabbi says is ethical, they're from Moshe Pasna, it's Mutta. Ula Mecha, page 40. L'chorat Tzarechiyun, T'bepshutu ki agavne yeshloma, D'mishmai karat fila, V'ein mezeh mokom l'chiyu v'derodev. Revada, what kind of rodev over here? Uvuv da'anal dinam ki yotzer rosh ha'shein nogenbo. And lo demo etere de uber karod. What's going on? So somewhere here he says, I'm not sure what's on this page. The Rav Moshe's l'shitaso. Rav Moshe's l'shitaso. Rav Moshe says they're both throwed for one another. This is me Pia Shmua. He's l'shitaso in the Igris Moshe. Right? I can't find it. The print is a little bit too small for me to read. I believe that somewhere in this tshuva, I believe he says that Rav Moshe is l'shitaso in Igris Moshe. But according to Rav Polskim, it's not so. Not so. Wouldn't it be allowed potential? Well, we'll see soon. It's not so posh you're allowed to do it. I'm not saying you can't do it, but not so posh you're allowed to do it. So let's see Rabbi Kiva Eger. Is Rabbi Kiva Eger here? Where is he? Here it is. Page 31. Shein docha nefesh mipnei nefesh. Tosis to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Hod lo mikri havlat. Oh no, the next piece, the small piece. Shein docha nefesh. He's going on what? On the... No, it's going on Behein Nerog and Imo. He's probably going on the Tosis Yontif. Yeah, in the second line Tosis Yontif. Behein Nerog and Imo. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you say Yesh Lodun, who are then bevlad sheyotze rubo, im yodua sheshneem yemusu, the muto lahatzel isha. What will happen if they're going to both die otherwise? So if the whole part, why you can't kill him, is my chazis, that means why should this one live and not that one shouldn't live? Here we have two choices. Either you'll kill this one and the other one will live, or they're both going to die. So let's tell the purta. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests. If Rabbi Kiva Eger is right, then Rabbi Moshe is right, v'lav mitamei. Rav Moshe had a case of one had a half heart, one had a full heart. The half heart would never live. The whole heart could live. Nothing to do with Rodif. It's not a Rodif. Shemaik Raphael, but so what? As a matter of fact, Migei HaHariga, you have that over here? Next page. Terrible Holocaust stories. Shelash Shimo Tisamer Saras Rosh. The bunker. Both in the bunker. A bunch of Jews there. And the Nazis came. And Poratz HaTinok B'Bchi. There was no way to silence the baby. If the Nazis would hear the baby, everyone would die. What do you do? Could you put a pillow in the baby's mouth to quiet him down? Well, I was afraid that the baby would choke. Meanwhile, some guy put a pillow in the baby's mouth. The Nazis left, and the baby died. They didn't try to kill the baby. The baby died. Oy gewalt. Would it be permissible to do it in the first place? And the person who did it, Bishkaga, must even kabbal himself tshuva sheichupa lo cheta. What a shail. Can't be masked, Joshua. Wow. What a shail. What's it then? What's it then? Maybe it's the status of a rodef. Maybe it's the status of a rodef. Let's see the next page. Page 33. We're going to do a whole arichas here about Sheva ben Bichri here. We're not going to get into that. But then rodef. Page 35. Benino didan, and should tzayvot shebetino kabocha hazeh, according to Rabbi Moshe, he's right. According to me, he's not a Rodev. He might still have been mutter to do what he did because of the Svara of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay. Now go back to Rabbi Moshe and see what he says, which is really, in my mind, mind-boggling mamish. I don't think there's a single rabbi in the whole world who passes this way. I don't think so. If you find me one, I'd be very surprised. Back to Tshuva Rav Moshe, page 19, 20, 21. Look at Rav Moshe. When is it mutter, Rabosai? When is it mutter to kill a fetus in order to save the mother? Obviously, it's mutter in some cases, but how many cases? Which cases? What cases is it mutter? If you learn, Rabosai, that it's not a nefesh in all cases. But if, Rabosai, it is a nefesh, Rav Moshe says, an Isur V'tzicha, so it's based upon what? Based upon Rodef. So when do you apply the principle of Rodef? Umitam Zehoresis, it's page Reish Tzadi Zion, line 3. Sh'av Sharof Omrim, Shesh Chashash, it's page 20. Shesh Chashash, listen to this now. Shema Tomos Ha'em, Kshlo Yagres Ubar, Av Shalin Chilul Shabbos, V'chol Yisurim, Hoyu Mechalin, V'yu Orvim, V'midas Chashash, Omrut, for you, Ubrin, Bemidas Chashash, Armud, the Hog, Gambish, Suffolk, Cotton, the Sex, Sega, Machalalin, Mikom, Makom, listen to these words now. Listen carefully. Laragas, Ubo, Ye, Osir, Achetia, Umdel, Larofim, Gedola, Korov, Levadai, Shetomu, Saim. The Meachadu, Mitzash, Nechshav, Rodev, Sorach, She, Kain, Vadai, Shu, Rodev. This is Pile Ployim, which is twice a Pele. First, it's a Pele, because as I said before, I don't think it's based upon Rodef. Second, even in Rodef Goof, a guy has a gun. A guy is going, just imagine, a guy has a gun and he's aiming at the cop. And you're a passerby, you also have a gun. Who says he's going to get the cop? The cop has a bulletproof vest, and he may miss him, and he's. What's it then? I'm asking a shout, halacha l'maaseh, what's it then? Of course, you have to kill him. Well, you have to have a car of the body, the cop's going to get killed? Chas v'chalil, it says your thing. What's Rav Moshe saying? It's like a pile plur, it's a pele agabe pele. What's Rav Moshe talking about? Stam a pele otzum. A pele, so even a quarter of Moshe shita, it's a pele. What's going on over here? I don't know. No one holds like Rav Moshe. Why not? We hold this only chavala. Or, even if it's a ritzicha, you don't say Machazis. Even if it's a Rodev, Suffolk Rodev is Nerag. So Reb Chaim Oizer has. Do we have Reb Chaim Oizer? I think it towards the back. If Echiezer. Earlier?
16, 17.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your help. Oh. Take a look. 16. Isha Cholanis. She has a lung disease. She's in a sakana. Listen to the doctor. He says, it doesn't matter. He's a rodev, even if it's lachas man. Hegeshu suffik him to stakanai lezeh. Have a suffik rodev. Maybe you should say, lo nidin latzila benavsho. He says, no. First of all, it's nothing to do with Rodef. Nothing to do with Rodef. That's how he starts, number one. Not based on Rodef. It's not a nefesh at all. And then he says, that's what he says, that doesn't go any further than that. But Achari should have said, even Suffolk Rodef. Maybe that, but maybe he doesn't say it for a reason. Let's take a look on the Shevet Alevi. I think that's the very last of the page 46. Take a look. Page 46. Close to Rambam. He says, and Dimash Al Koponim. Page 46, Al Koponim, column 2. Zman Ralef Nealeda Dain Elo Nefesh Chai and a Becheskas Chai Erechad Avzayin. You kill a woman who's Chai Misa on death row, you don't wait till the baby's born. Lein Elodon Al Tichias Nefesh Haim Yerua Degama Sovim Sheshisa Torah Omnam Eino Begeden Nefesh Miyisrael Negad Ibud Nefesh Haim Shebezei Kila Torah Afilu B'Safek Afilu B'Sfetzveka U'V'Safek Arachok. That's what he says. Bein b'din pikuach nefesh, bein b'din rodef. Tafilu we suffek im yahagenu, the nirduf, mutl av rodef. Aran and befurish and sanedra and afayin gimel, beferish. Beferish. Kach tzura sa mitzvah. Filu suffek, afilu suffek aroch, yesh chiyuv, derech vaday, and by the atzola b'yalma, and by the arigas sa rodef, afilu al tzara nifleis. Except, aval b'no, baba machteris. What's Rav Moshe talking about? So in order to defend Rav Moshe, we have to defend him. Shlomo Zalman says kash against Rav Moshe Nishmas Avraham. I have a Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz. Where's that? In Pesachim Dav Beis. Yes, sir. Page 18. Yeah, sorry. I gave you the case. The guy's running after the cop. The cop is hundreds of yards away. Only a sharpshooter can get him. He's not. Who said he's a sharpshooter? So we have no right to shoot the crook. Baruch Shekivanti. Thank you so much for that, Terrence. Take a look over here on page 18. Okay, 18. A little bit small, but it's the first piece in Beis and Midbeis, the bottom of the second column. Sarich Ian, Amai Nukat Kro, the Eov of Alabain, the same day that we just saw in the Shevet Alevi. The Bnei Noach Shani, Dafki Yisrael, the Chsim Bei Bechai Bohem, Lo Yomis Bohem, Savi Bekuach Nevesh, Kol HaMitzvos. Fine. Havi Bechlal, Hachlola Gam, Yisr Shvichas Domim, Hechid Lo Shayach Maichozis. The Dhamma Didak Sumba Kagon, Bababa Machteris. Look carefully now. Shehu Atzmo Gorei Masafek. If I'm tunneling under your house, the question whether the householder may kill the intruder. So he's suggesting over here that in this particular case, it's the intruder's fault that the householder has this difficult decision, and therefore he has to kill him. V'arminon the hepech, my chazis the damer the chavruch suffit sumak should say. Why should I say that the intruder's blood is redder than my blood? But b'nei Noach, there's no crow rak misvara. Okay, lochi kama the vada nitin latzila benafsho etc. Lo b'sa only by vada not b'suffik. What's he saying of it? It's only time we say as you just said before so beautifully. If a guy has a gun running after you, or he's tunneling under your house, see, he brought about the situation. Then, as he said, the Shevet Alevi, the tzura of the din of mitzvahs lahatzil anirdav miyad harodef is to kill the rodef, even if the chance of killing the nirdav is very small. Rav Moshe will say, I'm putting words in his mouth, that's only if he has a gun, or he's going under his house, b'mei machteres. But this fetus is innocent. The fetus is innocent, so this svara wouldn't apply. That's how I'm trying to defend Rav Moshe. That's what I'm trying to say. To defend that shita. Okay? But that being the case, Rav Osai, we can make the following suggestion. That you can't kill the baby, b'safek, because he's not doing it b'kavana. Nafkamina Rabosa, the following situation. What happens, we saw the mother has some other disease, a lung disease or something. So some people say, can't kill the baby. It's not the baby's fault that the mother's going to die. It's the lung disease. It's the cancer. According to Rabbi Moshe, I saw in Dr. Steinberg's encyclopedia, in Hanami, according to Rabbi Moshe, he claims he will not be able to kill the baby because the baby's not a rodef. It's the cancer's a rodef. It's the lung disease that's a rodef. According to most poskim that he quotes here on Mekil, because his head is not Mishim Rodef, or even in this case, Shlomo Zalman said the baby is considered to be a rodef. I mean, I'll go back to the Torah Sayoledes. Where were we before? No, what page, Rabbi? 43. Thank you. 44, okay. Well, back there one more time. That was exactly the case over there. The mother, Nebuch, had cancer. Nebuch. I knew such a case. Exactly that kind of a case. And they didn't abort. And believe it or not, the baby survived. The mother died shortly thereafter. No one knows if the mother would have lived otherwise. And we don't have Ruach HaKodesh. 44. Thank you. So therefore, he says, that's the bottom line we saw. Gam k'she'emi cholas sartan hatipul mutar. That's what he says. Mutter. However, Rabosai, we can have a following reason to aser it. Why? Based upon the minchas chinuch that we saw earlier. Oh, take a look on page 44, column 1. Lefize, new paragraph. Isha cholat sartan. Shenesta trefa, yesh makom lesser lasesta tipul sheyames as of uber. In other words, she would live, the most she's going to live is 11 months. If you do the abortion, she's going to live 11 months. If not, she's going to die in one day. You want to say it's us? Why? Shemshat min chaschinuch mitzureish tzarivav kosav. You have it in your packet later. Nireshah Yisrael, I wrote it, as a trefa. Can't live 12 months. Kevin Shahorik Trefa Enochayav Misa Epshad Lo Mikri Ritzicha V'Osu Laragas Harodev Achara Trefa. And he writes it elsewhere as well. V'Fidvarav Imam Uberes Trefa Osu Laragas Uber Kevin Shain Dino Karodev. Oh, says Rav Zilberstein, that's only according to whom? According to the Rambam. It's based upon Rodef, at least the way he understands it's based upon Rodef. That's what he suggests. But according to the Ma'arit, that the Tzorach of Furitz Mutzik is only Yisrael of Chavala, it would be permissible. It would be permissible. Oh. Okay? This is what it says in Zerav al Yoshev Paskas al Locha Lamaisa. What about the in-between Shita? There are two extreme Shitas. It's Chavala, Sunni Mutter. It's Ritzicha Mamish. It's arguable that it's usher, because you can't say over here in this case that he's a rodef, because the mother herself never has a trefa. And rodef a trefa, it does know that it's a rodef. What about the in-between shita? It's an Easter of Ritzicha, but we don't say my chazis. Sort of chazanish. Why? Because the mother's life is a full life, and the child's life, if you don't have, is not a full life. What about over here? We saw before, the proof, the litmus test, that the mother's life is a full life and the child, the fetus is not a full life, what's the litmus test? Would you kill the killer? Would Bezdin kill the killer? The Bezdin kills the killer of an independent human being, but not of a fetus. But in this case, Rabosai, Bezdin wouldn't kill the killer of the mother either, because the mother's a trefa, or because the trefa is potter. Not so push it. Not so push it.
Rabbi?
Yes, sir.
What if she's a Russia?
A who?
What if she's a Russia?
Russia? No one is a Russia. I don't know Russia. We don't discuss Russia. Amech kulam tzadikim. We don't.
I was just wondering in terms of
you could wonder, but amech kulam tzadikim, I'm not going to even discuss it right now. But let's go back to the original question. Hahorig es hatrefa. Is it really Ritzich or is it not Ritzich? Michas Chinuch suggested it's not Ritzicha. The Brisker Rav in Hilchos Ritzicha says, of course it's Ritzicha. It's Ritzicha without capital punishment. Pata Medina Yoda. The Rambam, this is Rav Yisraeli's Diuk. The Rambam, I'm not sure if you have all those Rambams on here in Hilchos Ritzich. I'm not sure if they're here or not here. The Lashon is the Rambam very interesting. Do you have those Rambams in Hilchos Ritzich? Perek Gimel, Perek Beis. I'm not sure if you have it. Perek Beis, Alocha Beis. Perek Gimel, Alocha Yud. Perek Aleph, Alocha Yud Gimel. Did you put those Rambams on?
No.
No, okay. You read the Lashon of the Rambam. By treifa, he says as follows. By treifa, he says, "Pata b'dinei adam." That's all he says. Three words. And in some of the other cases, such as yachal atzila v'yachal me'evara by rodef, harei the shofech damim ein bezem emisin also. By grama, rotzeachu. So the Rambam knows how to say klar ois that it's an Easter Ritzich without Mises Bezin. When it came to Treifa, he never said it. This leads that the Minchas Chinuch may be right. It's not an Easter of Ritzicha at all. Not so clear. You'll ask, if it's not an Easter of Ritzicha, so why can't we kill him? Kill every Treifa. Rabbi said the hospitals are trying to do that very much. We have a doctor here. Every day they ask me to do that. Kill a treif. You say no. Why you say no? Just kill him. The answer is chas v'sholom chalila v'chalila v'chas. Why? You have a chiyav atzola. Do you matzal him? Lo sama damriecha. V'ashev also lo. Hashem as gufo. What are you talking about? You didn't kill him chalila v'chas. But if you kill him, you're not a ritzeich. That's an emergency from Rav Yisraeli and the Minchas Chinuch. Nafkamina will be, what will be a case which these two gedolim, how the Mechayim Rav Yisraeli and Rav Zalman Nechemi Golber talk about, Tov Moso Mechayov. Again, back to this Red Yonah. Could be, there's no Chiyav Atzala, Tov Moso Mechayov. Maybe he could even kill him. Well, Rabbi Israeli Paskins says his pshat in Sholem Melech. He asked his Nosei Kelim to kill him. Why? Pasuk says Vayochel Maod Me'amorim. The Malbim explains the Vayochel Lashon Choli. Well, if you look at the Das Mikra, even the Lashon Choli, he was almost a cadaver. He was almost dead. As opposed to the Targum and the Radak, who say he was afraid. Kill the other Yechazim. Question. Tanakh. Famous Rav Chananya ben Trajan. What happened? They were killing him, right? And they put those sponges on his chest so he should be tortured before the fire would kill him. And he said, please, take off the sponges. And the guy did it, and he jumped into the fire, promised him Olam Haba, and the Baskel came out. What's going on over here? How can you do that? The answer is, at that point, he was a treifa. A treifa, and he asked him to kill him to save his yisurim. That's what Yisraeli says in the sefer called the Amor HaYamini. Look it up. Rav Zalman Nechemi had a similar psak. It's printed in Halacha Refuah Chelek Beis. The question, of course, becomes who's a treifa, though? Is everybody who's going to die within 12 months a treifa? Not necessarily. According to the Rambam, you have to have an illness to be considered to be a treifa. Okay, I don't want to get into all these discussions right now, which relates to a lot of other ramifications, but we're not going into it right now. But now, Rabosai. I saw that there are poskim who maintain that you may not do an abortion if you're doing it surgically, but if you're doing it with a sam, they call, then it's only osim b'derabonim mishum grama, and then it's mutter in certain limited cases. Not in all cases, of course, but in certain limited cases. According to my Rebbe, Rav Zichrono Levracha, I'm not sure this is considered to be grama, because even though the process only doesn't end till much later, it starts now. My Rebbe was of the opinion, Rav Shech has it in Sefer Bikvei Atzon, if it starts now and ends later, it's not considered to be in the category of Grama. In any event, Rabbi Osai, we just read, not long ago, Psukim and Parshas Noach. And indeed, We have, where's Noach? We have it somewhere in the back. Twenty-seven, eight. Okay, thank you. Thank you. We have over here Parshas Noach, Perek Tes. Okay. Ach es dimchem l'nafshoseichem edrosh miyad kol chayad v'shenu. What's this referring to? What's it referring to? It says Rashi, afachonek atzmo. Chonek atzmo. Michas Chinuch suggests it's mutter for a Ben Noach. Huh? But here's talking about Ben Noach. Lo nishna mi Sinai. The problem is another case. The other case is kof so lefneho ari. You tie someone up and the lion comes and eats him up. The Rambam says Yisrael is not killed and the Ben Noach is killed. How did he know it? Horek treifus, says the Rambam. Yisrael is not killed and Ben Noach is killed. You let him there to die from starvation. Yisrael is not killed, but Noach is killed. Yet a rodev sheyochol atzil mechol meivarov. Yisrael is not killed, and the Noach is killed. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, with respect to Trefa, how did the Rambam know this? I'll show it to you. It's in Simon Reish Tzadi Vov. Where was the Minchas Chinuch? A few pages later. I can't remember where they are.
Earlier,
okay. You find it for me, please? 25, 26. I think it's 23, if I remember correctly from before. Let's see if we can find it. What's 23? Reish Tzadivov Sivov. We're talking about over here, Abosai, a Trefa. I think it's page 24. Am I finding it here?
The last column, the first.
By Trefa. Yisrael wrote about Trefa, okay. Next page, top of column 2. Etzel ben Noach, the Chaya, Behorek, Trefa, Kimavua, Barambam. Right? He said, Yechaya. Of course, the question is, Divi Rambam, he doesn't know where he got it from. Right? Uvaguf Hadavar. See this passage, Uvaguf. Shemavuah Barambam, Michos Molochim, Sheben Noach Shorgas Atrefa Chayvalov, Kesemish Loher Makomo. Tzarachin. I don't understand why it's true. Why is it true? It should be Potter. Minon Lachay Ben Noach. He doesn't know where it comes from. All these things are Shver. Seems to me, that the Rambam, again, we don't have the Rambam in front of us, but I'll tell you what the Rambam says. In Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. All right, we don't have it, right? Okay, good. The Rambam starts talking about Ubrim. His Ben Noach is Chayef. Where's it come from? Shofech Dama, Odom Ba'odom Dama Yishofech. And it's called Shvichas Damim. Okay? The question is why? So I might make the following suggestion to both sides. Killing an Ubar is not a violation of the Osirtzach. Osirtzach is only a full nefesh. Afal Pikain, the nature of the Isra by Ben Noach is fundamentally different than by Yisrael. For Yisrael is lo tirtzach. For Ben Noach, it's Shvichus Domim. Shofech Dam Ha'odim. And therefore, for Yisrael is only killed if he did an action, lo tirtzach, right? That's one action. Maisa also grama mutter. But by nafkamin, all these nafkaminas, you put them in front of a lion, let him starve to death, or a trefa, or yochal achatzil mecha meyvarov. So I found in the back of the Frankl Rambam, on that Rambam they make this suggestion. All those cases, There's no meiser etzichas, no lo sirtzach, but it's still considered to be shvichas damim. The Meiri on Afnun Zion and Sanhedrin says on these Rambams, you know what? Even be Yisrael, Rashoi HaMelech LeHorgon, the king can kill him. But he said back in Afmem Tes, Bayochol Atzilim Echad Meivarov, Yisrael is only manish on a Meiser Ritzicha, but a Melech kills for all Shvichos Domin, Shegoremes HaShchos HaSa'olam. That's the nature of the Yisrael Rebbe Noch. It's a different kind of an Yisrael. Now I can understand the Minchas Chinuch about suicide. The Minchas Chinuch said a goy is allowed to commit suicide. Why? The answer is that a goy is an Isur of Shvichas Damim, Hashchas HaSa'olah. You start killing people, it's endless. We know people killed 20 million people. Stalin killed 20 million people. I don't know how many people he killed. Mao killed more. I don't know. They killed people. Mamash Hashchas HaSa'olah. But suicide, even though unfortunately it became a little more common on college campuses these days, is never going to become, I hope, the rage. The killing out millions and millions of people with suicide. It hasn't happened. Now everyone's willing to drink the Kool-Aid. People have a very strong preservation of life instinct. Not happening. It's not Hashchos HaSa'ol. Oh. Abosai. I saw at the Noda Bihuri as the Kasha, Isur Urban is on Nishna B'Sinai. Only derived from this Pasuk, the Pasuk over here, page 29, has Chazal Darshanit. Shofech Dam Ha'odam, Ba'odam Dam Ha'yishofech, Ki B'Tzalam Elokim Osas Adam. So why does it apply to B'nai Noach? It should only apply to Yisraelim. It's according to the principles which is found in the Gemara. So here's a Pesateretz. Now, the Rambam, it seems to me, doesn't paskin mikamidi at all. The Meshech Chochma says so. Dvarim Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chav Gimel. Doesn't paskin that way. He paskin the Sifri, the Mechilta. So then, this whole note of Yehuda becomes impossible. He says it's based upon mikamidi. I have a different shot in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Adam Arishin is in Perek Tes, Aloch Aleph, and Nuchas Malachim, was commanded on six things. Kabbalah Miyodeinu Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Vadas Notalehen. This being the case, Rabbosai, I want to suggest, going to the Rambam, answer the Rebbe's Kasha, Shofech Dam, Ha'odam Ba'odam, Doma Yishofech, is an Asmachta B'Yalma. The Balkar would go crazy if you read it that way. It's an Asmachta. It's really a halacha l'moshe misim. That's all. All asmachtas. The Rambam never mentioned it. The Rambam, Rabbi Ose, I'm telling you a secret, but this is a top secret. Never mentioned the Easter of Urban. And according to the Rambam, it's possible. Shh. That's the Rabbonim. I'm not saying it. Halacha, chalil v'chas. We had a right how to be the right because of me, Kamidi. That was the Rambam doesn't pass Kamikamidi. So it's conceivable. Not halacha l'mayis. Conceivable. That's the Rabbanon according to the Rambam. Again, I'm not saying the halacha chas v'shol. It's conceivable. At least according to him. Not according to us. It should be the Raisa. Because of Chavala. Chavala. Well, it's a Menchas Chinuch who says, Simi Memches, if I give you a shus to wound my hand, it's mutter. Against the Alter Rebbe. So if the mother says, please wound me by taking out my shh, could be the Rabbana. Maybe. It's mutter. I don't know. I'm not saying halacha l'maisa, chalil. We assume against the Rambam, it's an Issa d'oraisa, Issa chaval. Oh. What about the psukim? Take a look here. In the Psukim. Take a look. The Psukim are given to B'nai Noach here. Right? B'nai Noach. What's going on over here? Look at Rav Sadri Gaon's Pshat. Right over here. On page 29. Shofech dam ha'odam ba'odam dam yishofech. How do we interpret it to mean? that if you kill somebody, you're going to be killed. Killed by whom? Killed by whom, gentlemen? Who? Hello?
Adam.
Which Adam?
One inside.
No. The Pashup shot in the words. Shofech dama Adam ba'adam damo yishofech. What do the words mean? Says Rashi. Im yesh edim hamisu atem bezdin. Bezdin. Says Rav Sadiga, no. Not at all. Shofech v'chule. Shekol shofech dam eze Adam. Hare ayyede Adam acher damo yishofech. 17. He says, Kolomar be'edin by the Bezdin. I don't think so. Rashi said it. Rasago did not say it. I don't think it's true. Sounds like he says, Kol Shofech Dam. What do you mean, Kol Shofech Dam? This is not nothing with Bezdin. Every single person who kills, Bezdin will kill him? Most usually there's no way in the Masra. This Rabosai is the Mishnah Novice. Al diatev atfuch. Torah Kadosh is saying, if you engage in murder, you're going to end up being murdered yourself. I believe the Rambam learned that way as well. The entire parsha here is all about an onesh b'dei shemayim on ritzicha, gram ritzicha, suicide, and the fact that a ben Noach is punished in Bezdin, as the Rambam said in Perek Tes Halach Aleph, is a kabbalahi. It's just a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Why? Cause hashchasas olam. Yes! Abortions can cause hashchasas olam. They say that in some cultures there are more abortions than births. This being the case, we can say that shvichas damim is ben adam l'chaveira, ritzicha b'nam l'makom. Rav Moshe himself passes in a tshuva that a guy can kill another guy, euthanasia. Rav Chanadi ben Tradja. B'nam l'chaver. We said pshat because it was a treifa. It's not Yisrael ritzicha. What does it mean, Rabosai? Ach es dimchem l'nafshol seichem edrosh. On a simple level, the Ramban says, it refers to killing somebody else. Chazal darshan, it meant suicide. But that drasha is only for Yisraelim and not for B'nai Noach. Milchas Chinuch said so. We'll explain the psukim based on this. Moshe said there's much more to be said. Let's just summarize in 1 minute. Halacha lemaisa, abortion is an Issa d'oraisa. Kondra Moshe is an Issa of Ritzicha. Kondra we suggest an Issa of Chavolak, the Maharit. Has to be the right because of Mika Midi. Except maybe the Rambam denies Mika Midi. If it's an Isra of Chavala and not Ritzicha, it should be mutter in cases of Tesex. Why? When you talk about Chavala, there's always a cost-benefit ratio. In a typical abortion, the baby is healthy. It's a terrible, terrible cost. Killing snuffing at the life of a healthy baby. And the benefit is ridiculous. What, does a mother can go play tennis? Well, what's the benefit? But in a Tay-Sachs baby, the cost is stopping a life is going to end in 2 years anyway with a terrible pain for 2 years straight. And the benefit is exactly that, saving the anguish of the child and of the mother. The Fiani is daiti, according to this, I consider to be the majority view, that abortion is an Issa d'oraisa. But Chavala not Ritzicha, that abortion should be mutter in situations of Tay-Sachs. What about beyond Tay-Sachs? So here we already get a little bit tricky. Cases of German measles, which can cause birth defects. There are many other cases where they have all the other unfortunate difficulties which can be determined in utero, Down syndrome, and up and down. My opinion is a very shvera shilas, and I would never give a psak across the board. Case by case. Can't give a psak, in my opinion, if you call it a Moshe, I'm talking about. If you don't know that way, it's not simple at all. These cases are very individualized. So many considerations we have to think about in these kinds of cases. So many considerations. It's so complicated. One more last point. Before 40 days, There are many poskim who maintain that's Maya Ba'alma, one Yavamas, and there's more room to be lenient. This could perhaps even apply to, how should we say it, a girl made a mistake and became pregnant, where everything is healthy, but her whole life's going to be destroyed. So, 440 days, there are some poskim who say that we have a right to be making on this very difficult shayla. Could be the Rabbanan, Maya Ba'alma, could be a lot of other situations. But both say, my time is up. Thank you for listening, and we should all zocher learn Torah Lishma. I think so. It's radiation. Moshe was very critical, right? I think correctly so.